And this is your host, Julio Martinez, coming to you over KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles. If you're in the Santa Barbara area enjoying all this beautiful sunshine, you're listening to us over 98.7 FM. And if you're walking the streets of Paris, you're hearing us live over KPFK.org, streamed live around the world in real time. And today I have the great honor to have in studio Ellen Geer and Peter Alsop, who are going to be discussing an annual event, a concert tribute to the music and the songs and the spirit of Pete Seeger. Please stay tuned to Arts and Review. And I am back. This is Julio Martinez. For many, many, many years, I've been associated in friendship and association with Theatricum Botanicum up in Topanga Canyon. And one of my guests, Ellen Geer, I first saw when she was the bubbly ingenue at ACT in San Francisco in the 60s. I saw you do it'll come to me. You and two other girls and two guys.
Our town?
No, it wasn't our town. It was by a gay playwright from Britain. Show you where my mind goes.
Charlie's aunt?
That's it.
That's it, Charlie's aunt.
No, actually, it's the other play that he did. It'll come to me.
Yes, it always will.
Yes. Anyway, you're here in studio, and that baritone voice we heard was Peter Alsop. Hiya.
Hi, Julio.
And you are doing, how many years have you done this tribute to Pete Seeger?
Well, right after he died, I think it was 3 years ago, we didn't want to make money off of it, but we just charged like a minimal fee to come in, and the place was packed, and there were so many people that wanted to come that we did a second one. We call it the Repeat Celebration. Because we did two of them in the same year, so this will be the following year we did one, and then this is our third. This is our fourth show, but this is the third year anniversary.
It's called 2017 Repeat Celebration. Pete Seeger, his songs and his spirit.
And audience sings and sings, and we have sheets if they don't know the words.
The importance of being earnest. That was the play.
That's it.
My goodness.
That's right.
It comes to me at odd, inappropriate
moments.
It's not the storage, it's the retrieval, isn't it?
Yeah. And this is tomorrow, isn't it?
It's tomorrow.
Well, thank you for coming a day before.
Oh, we are very grateful for the time in order to talk about it, because it's a lovely way to spend a Saturday in the afternoon. And Topanga is especially glorious now. It hasn't been so green in years from the rain.
Every place in L.A., yes.
Oh, it's just beautiful in the California Live Oaks.
Just as they're celebrating all this beautiful water and the snow, now they're all worried about floods in the spring.
I know. But it is beautiful. It's a great place. What we're hoping is that, you know, we want to pass on the community and the way Pete worked. We want to pass on his songs to the next generation.
Talking about passing on their songs, your instruments are in hand. Can you do a song?
Well, yeah, we certainly can. Do you want to do something that, it's called The Rising of the Women.
Which is one of the lines from the song called Bread and Roses.
Yeah.
But it's about, you know, after the elections, all the women's day of, you know, marching and protesting. And, you know, for years I've been involved with a population group. And we sat down and tried to figure out what to do about the growing population. And what we came up with is if we empower women around the world, we have less children and more resources to put into infrastructure. So it's time for women to stand up. So Pete has been an advocate for gender equality for a long, long time.
And his wife, Tochi, kept him together and supported him and did his magazines like Sing Out. She was the root of Pete Seeger.
Exactly. So why don't we do Union Maid, which is a song Pete wrote with Woody.
And yeah, let's do it for people like Maxine Waters, Camilla Harris, all these people that are wonderful women who are stepping forward and hopefully to encourage other young women to go out and go ahead and get involved in the community and get elected.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this and you're even remotely thinking of running for office, please consider it as strongly as possible. We need some alternatives. There once was a union maid, never was afraid of the goons and the ginks and the company finks and the deputy sheriffs who made the grade. She went to the union hall when a meeting it was called. When the company guard came round, she always stood her ground. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Well, this union maid was wise to the tricks of company spies. She couldn't be fooled by a company stool. She'd always organize the guy. She always got her way when she asked for better pay. She'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die.
Well, now, a woman struggles hard, even with a union card. She's got to stand on her own two feet and not be a slave to the male elite. It's time to take a stand, work together hand in hand. There is a job that's got to be done, and equal rights to be one. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. And I can't believe that we're still fighting for equal rights. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can believe. I've been around this all my life. My mom was an equal opportunity young Puerto Rican lady living in New York with two children. Her husband had deserted her. So she was a member of the Communist Party and the American Nazi Party, whichever gave out the best food.
Well, no,
there's
you
that
see,
pragmatic thing. That
people don't understand what poverty does.
Yeah, and she barely doesn't remember anything anyone ever said or who was there. And actually, I asked a lot of questions. And my dad would say she got rye bread from the American Communist Party because they were mostly Jewish.
Right. Oh, the things you do, you know. Poverty is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. As I remember during my period of time when my dad was blacklisted, we lived in parks, you know. And I actually learned how to steal food.
Oh, Ellen, no, really.
No, it was true. And it's a, you know, it feels like a guilt today, but there was no other place to go. They didn't have soup kitchens in the 50s.
No, mm-mm.
So that's very, very, to be poor is really, really something, but it gives you a survival skill that nobody else has. And now in this day and age, we have to learn it again, don't we?
Yeah, our generations are layered like tiles, and there's always a realm of the great opportunity of the 50s, the rise, while lying on top of some really extreme poverty. And so everything exists all at the same time, and it just keeps repeating.
I know, but this is why I'm hoping with the rising of the women, and we get more and more people into politics and to, you know, just speaking out, not being afraid to speak out, that maybe we can twist it a little more.
Who's all performing?
Peter, tell us.
Well, we've got bunches of folks that are coming out. Ross Altman, you've probably had Ross here. He shows up. I was trying to find folks who actually do this kind of work. you know, and Ross has been on the front lines of social movements and singing about social justice. He's professorial, and well, his introductions are engaging and so full of information, my head's about to explode.
He carries on the history, which is so great.
Exactly. Tell everybody where the song came from and who wrote it. He's wonderful. He's going to be there doing a the Big Muddy, which was a song Pete did on the Smothers Brothers show, and when he finally got on television again, and they had created all sorts of problems with the censors there, which is really about someone, a leader leading people into deep water, and the men didn't believe him, but he ended up floating away because he just marched right in himself. That's one way to get rid of those leaders, and who knows? There's other ways too. There's
Who else is singing?
We got some young folks. Lily Andrew is, I think she's 15. She's one of our actresses. She's going to do a beautiful song with us called I Come and Stand at Every Door, which is about a Hiroshima victim. Antonia Bath is going to be there. Dave Crosland played Pete Seeger in a show about Pete. And he's a wonderful guitarist and song leader. Samuel Curtis and Spencer Showalter are a group called the Freaknicks. And they're working. They're also the Ash Grove Film Company, and they work shooting stuff for Ed Pearl and all and do a lot of the production work for the old Ash Grove, and they're trying to keep that spirit of that place alive. Rick Ellis will be there. Catherine Griffith, one of our other actresses. Victoria Hilliard works at the theater. And wonderful singer. Haley Little Miss Johnson, some of the younger people were getting in. Kate Jones and Sunny War, who's a kind of a punk folk person, she's described as Sky Wall.
I think Emily kind Shaw. Of amazed her the way we all sit around and do folk music. Yeah. It's great, passing it on.
We had a potluck rehearsal at our house the other night, and so the younger people came in, and they're not familiar with us, and I heard about a conversation they had in the car on the way home back downtown L.A. They were saying, this is why we're doing all this stuff in the recording studio, isn't it? This is the basis of it. And I'm going, yeah. You know, so just heard about that secondhand.
That's great.
Our nephew Marshall McDaniel will be playing the cello, and Jimmy McVeigh's been around.
Melora going to sing.
Melora
Marshall will be there.
Marshall's
her son. And,
yes.
He's now with the LA Opera. He's playing the cello.
That's great.
Carol MacArthur's going to do Brother Can You Spare a Dime. She's been around the folk music scene a long time. Ernestine Phillips, one of our board members, is also going to do Sojourner Truth.
Ernestine, go ahead.
Eric Schwartz, some of you know of his work. I ran into him on the national music scene. He travels all over and is a wonderful, outrageous songwriter. And who else we got here? I think that's most of the folks. Claudia Lanier. I don't know if you know who she was, but she was the Rolling Stones song "Brown Sugar" was about Claudia, and she was one of the Iquettes years ago, and played with Leon Russell and just tons of folks. And she's now teaching, and she's delighted. I haven't met her in person yet. We've talked on the phone, but she's going to come out and sing
with us. It's a kaleidoscope.
Yeah, of different folks. And I think I've covered all the performers. And
And Peter, you've had quite a career as a songwriter and a performer, children's theater, great advocate of youth. And you've recorded a number of albums, and I think I'd like to play something. This is a Pete Seeger song.
Yes.
It's that one of his few hits.
Yeah, I know.
Turn,
Weaver
turn,
time?
Turn.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
great.
And last weekend we were yakking away. We forgot to give some tickets away. So if you don't mind, I'm going to give two pairs of tickets away.
Oh, please do.
And you'd love this. These are two one-woman shows. There's one of them is Martha. Calista Khaleesi, Christina Khaleesi. It's the story of Martha Graham. And
oh, how wonderful. Yeah.
And Woody's Order. And this is a beautiful play about a young boy, nonverbal cerebral palsy at 8 years old. He got worried that his parents wouldn't be around, so he started making motions towards her stomach and his stomach and to want a child.
Yeah.
And so when this girl, Anne, was born, on the birth picture it said Woody's Order, ordered by Woody.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, one of the greatest things that I, because we put Martha Graham in our Women of Strength show, and what I love is when we're doing it for kids in front of us, and you go up to a kid and, you know, and they're dancing with Isidore and what have you, and then Martha comes out and she says, because one of the kids says, I can't dance, and Martha says, you are the only person You are the only person who moves like you look, like how you do, look like how you look. And if you don't do this, you are going to keep it from the rest of the world. It's a wonderful statement. That wasn't verbal, but just the idea of it was so great for young kids.
So this play is Woody's Order. The two tickets are available for tomorrow night, Saturday, April 1st at 8 p.m. We got two pairs available to KPFK members. If you're a member of the KPFK family, we'd be delighted to give it to you. Just call fast. And we have two pairs to Martha. This is the one-woman show on the life and career of Martha Graham. That is Sunday, April 9th at 7:30. The Woody's Order is at the Ensemble Studio Theater in Atwater Village, and Martha is at the Whitefire Theater in Sherman Oaks.
And they could still come to ours at 1 o'clock.
And you could still come
on Saturday.
Saturday. 818-985-5735. Call 818-985-5735. In the meantime, we're going to hear from Peter Alsop's album. This is Turn, Turn, Turn.
This is Pete Seeger singing this.
Pete Seeger.
Yeah, you're going to hear Pete.
Doing it. Oh, God, the original.
Yeah, yes.
This is Pete Seeger. Turn, turn, turn.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time of love, a time of hate, a time of peace. I swear it's not too late. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven.
And we're back. That was the man himself, Mr. Pete Seeger.
Indeed.
And you said you got this from a collection of his songs?
Somebody handed me a CD with about 10 of his songs, and I don't know if they pulled them off of different albums or whether it came from him, but it's just one of those, you know, people do a mix for you, and they say, here, and they gave it to me, so I've been listening to that, and I just thought I'd bring it today to make sure you had something here that we could play of Pete himself.
Well, aside from being an adroit banjo player and singer, Ellen, you do run a theater.
Well, you know, I have to say it, that Pete Seeger taught me my first chords on the banjo. when I was a kid.
And she's still using those very same chords.
Bump diddy, bump diddy.
Oh, actually, he had a very popular banjo instruction book.
It is still going, and it's a great book, and it wouldn't have been continually published without his wife, Tochi, pushing it on.
And it had a red cover.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means.
Yeah.
But you are running the Theatrica Botanica.
Yeah, we're doing a season this year of social justice because I know everybody is so squirrely and mixed up and trying to figure it all out as this new soap opera drama that's a dangerous one is on TV in front of us every day. So we're creating a place where people can come and see what's going on with past playwrights as well as new playwrights. We're doing, first of all, of course, our Midsummer Night's Dream, because all kids love that. And then we're doing The Merchant of Venice in the 1500s and really doing it from Shylock's point of view, you know. That is a play that has been misrepresented for years and years and years, but it takes place in Venice, 1500s. Everybody's wealthy, including Shylock. Everybody's wealthy, and how people treat each other without care, and the fight of Christianity versus being a Jew.
And starring Alan Blumenfeld.
Alan Blumenfeld, who is a wonderful actor, and everybody in L.A. knows him, and we all love him. And then we'll be doing Animal Farm. I found a wonderful adaptation by Peter Hall, and Peasley did the music. And it's just a perfect time to do Animal Farm. And in this particular version, kids tell the story. So young people can come to this play, and they will glean what they want, and the adults will kind of see what can happen if we don't take care of ourselves and our community. And then we're going to be doing Other Desert Cities by John Robin Bates.
Which is a lovely entrance.
It's a wonderful play because it's about, you know, the difficulty within a family when they think different, the Republicans and the Democrats.
And it's going to be your family.
And it's going to be my family. I mean, it's the only way I like to work now. It's my family. My daughter will play my daughter, and my sister will play my sister. And then we have the wonderful Mark Bramall will be coming in, who comes and works with us sometimes. And actually, I worked with Mark when I was 18. We did Our Town together. So it's kind of nice now we're playing to two older parents. And then the last play of the five was Trouble in Mind. And it's a beautiful play about actors facing racism when working on a play. And what's so interesting reading this play, it's exactly what happens to us sometimes when we're doing a play and we're bringing in African Americans, Latinos, Biarake, whatever. The discussions that come and go during a rehearsal period are very exciting because you watch every age figuring it out, how to face racism in their daily life.
Is it Alice Childress? Is that who wrote that?
Yes, that's correct. Sorry.
And the other thing, the other thing that's wonderful about these plays, Ellie, that you've picked, I think, is that, like Animal Farm, that if the kids have questions, you get to discuss it, and stuff gets out on the table in some way that where you're not making enemies of the other people.
Or it's taking sides.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if you have a position, it's like at least you're able to hear stuff because you've just seen something, and now there's a bunch of things out on the table you can talk about and have that discussion and dialogue that hasn't been going on as easily as. You know, we might want.
Yeah.
I want to let everyone know that my producer, Donna Walker, follows on my show with Pacifica Performance Showcase. And she has a great lineup of guests. Director Nikki Caro from The Zookeeper's Wife and singer-songwriter James Combs, singer-songwriters James Combs and Paul Zalo, the original Protest Songs event at Hotel Cafe on Sun. On Sun?
Sunday. On the Sun. They're doing it on the Sun, Ariel. It's really some hot music.
And so the protests keep going.
Oh, no, sorry. Julio, sorry.
Peter, I love hearing you sing. Can you do something?
Sure. In the spirit of Pete, we'll be doing this one tomorrow. This is a song about fracking, as we know a lot of people are. It goes like this.
Frack, frack, fracking. What the frack is fracking? Fracking's using water to whack oil from our ground. Frack, frack, fracking. Your concern for us is lacking. Sir, packing you off to save the water in our town. We love the water in our city, but when you frack, it's not so pretty. In fact, I feel like gacking when I try to drink it down. Your fracking blows the water into places that we oughter keep it out of, because it comes out kind of oily green and brown. Everybody, frack, frack, fracking. What the frack is fracking? Fracking's using water to whack oil from our ground. Frack, frack, fracking, your concern for us is lacking. So we're packing you off to save the water in our town. Well, you haven't got my backing, so let's cut all the yakking. You're racking up the profits from the oil you take up, and it seems that you're uncertain about the damage to our dirt. And here we refuse to take the risk because our town is waking up. So go back to where you came from, because we don't want you here. Your fracking makes our water burn, so let us make it clear. Frack, frack, fracking, your concern for us is lacking. So we're packing you off to save the water in our town. Would you frack your own home water? Would your family be distraught? Or would you only do it far away from where your family lives? No one cares about the oil if it ruins all our soil. If it makes the water putrid, would you do it to your kids? And we've heard about the earthquakes that happen when you frack. You say you never make mistakes, but we don't believe ya, Jack. Frack, frack, fracking, your concern for us is lacking. So we're packing you off to save the water in our town. Yes, we're packing you off to save the water in our town.
That's a good one.
This is your host, Julio Martinez. My guests have been Ellen Gear and Peter Alsup. And one last time, the Pete Seeger concert is at the Attica Botanicum in Topanga Canyon tomorrow at 1 p.m. And how would people make reservations? Or
310-455-3723, or they can go online at www.theatricum.com and go to the box office, and you will be... And of course, if you don't want to pay the fees that we all have now, just come to the box office.
Oh, gosh, a freebie to the end. This is Julio Martinez. Please stay tuned to Donna Walker, Pacifica Performance Showcase. We will be back next week as well. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you. We live and dive through the KPFK membership. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bang, bang, bang.
Next time on LA Theater Works, a passionate love triangle awakens the demons of three people haunted by the Vietnam War.
How does she match up, Professor? Have I captured her in print?
I don't think that would be easy to do.
Powers Booth and Francis Conroy star in Mimi's Guide by Doris Baisley. Next time on LA Theater Works. LA Theater Works.
Friday evenings at 9.
On Southern California Pacifica Radio, KPFK.
Hi, I'm Lila Garrett. Monday morning at 7 on Connect the Dots, we're joined by Professor Harvey Wasserman, author of Solartopia, on the necessity of removing Donald Trump from office before he does irreparable harm to our country and very possibly the world. What part should the Democratic Party play in removing Trump from office, and how strongly are they playing it? Howie Klein, author of the blog Down with Tyranny, joins us. And with Maureen Cruz, Director of Healthcare for All, Los Angeles Chapter, we discuss State Senate Bill 562, which, if passed, may give us exactly that, single-payer healthcare at last. That's Monday morning at 7 on Connect the Dots.